Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody. I'm Doug Hawks. You're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel, episode number 2. We're going to get into jazz singers today, mostly. I've got some cool stuff to play and talk about. But I want to start off today's show by paying a little tribute to three of the great performers that we've lost in the last very short while. It's been amazing how many folks are popping off. And we all know about the real famous ones, but I thought I'd pay a tribute to three performers that maybe weren't so well known except for within their own circles where they were very well known. The first one is Shin Goose, who is a Anishinaabe Indigenous Canadian performer, and he was one of the trailblazers of the Indigenous music movement here in Canada. Started off in the 70s, really around the, I know him from the folk festival circuit. And he was a wonderful man. Curtis Johnny was his real name, born in 1946. And he was indeed a real trailblazer. Back when he started, there wasn't that many Indigenous performers around. There was Winston Whatney, and there was Buffy St. Marie, of course. Just not that many. So he was a huge influence on lots of folks, and he was a great guy, a real inspiration. So we're going to listen to one of his songs right now. Here's Shin Goose.
There were rapids in a silver river. Thank you.
That's one of the pioneers of the Indigenous music movement here in Canada, Shin Goose, who we sadly lost last week. Wonderful, wonderful artist and a big influence on all kinds of people. Another guy who we just lost is Howard Johnson, who was the great tuba player and baritone sax player. And Howard was a pretty incredible man. I mean, I guess I first got turned on to him through the stuff he did with the band. We were lucky enough to have him perform at Vancouver Island Music Fest, which I'm the artistic director of. A few years ago, a great Canadian banjo player, Tim Poskate, brought him to our festival with Tim, and it was just so great to have one of the legends at the festival. And yeah, there was nobody else like him. I mean, he put the cool in tuba. You could say. And a brilliant musician. He defied styles. I think he probably mostly thought of himself as a jazz musician. I'm not sure. But he certainly affected the music world greatly. And people who knew him spoke nothing but good things of him. This is Howard Johnson with his band called Gravity. And Thelonious Monk song, Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Imagine playing the tuba like that. Why, my head just wants to explode listening to that, thinking about all that air going through. The great Howard Johnson, who sadly passed away recently. Brilliant, brilliant music. And Thelonious Monk at that. You're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel. We're going to bounce around today, mostly like a jazz singers, but we're just starting off by paying tribute to three musicians who passed away in the last week or so. The third musician that we're going to pay tribute to today is the great cello player David Darling, who we just lost as well. David was a huge influence on me just in regards to his spirit in music. I first became aware of him when he played in the Paul Winter Consort. There was a record called Icarus put out in the 70s that George Martin produced, actually, the Beatles producer. And it should be in everybody's record collection. It is kind of the first almost global fusion record that I'm aware of. It's really hard to label what this music is. But David, brilliant cello player. His influences included classical jazz, Brazilian, African, Indian music. Pretty well anything you can find by him is worth getting. And he was one of the ECM artists too. And if you don't know about that label and you like this kind of music, ECM is a gold mine. Just about everything you buy on that label is really fine music. And at the time that it came out, in the early days, it was considered to be audiophile recordings by record collectors. So you'd buy these albums just to listen to the music, but also because they just sounded so good too. So we're going to listen to the title track as a tribute to David Darling from the Paul Winter Consort album. This is Icarus. Thank you. Pretty nice piece of music, huh? Paul Winter, Icarus or Icarus, tribute to David Darling, who played the cello on that, who passed away last week. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel. The rest of today's show is going to be dedicated to jazz singers. I've got a really fun experiment that I did that we will eventually get to as we move throughout the show. Talking about jazz, talking about blues, all the different kinds of jazz. There's so many of them, and then there's so many different kinds of blues, which could be another show. Actually, both of those things could fill up numerous shows. But today I'm talking about jazz singers and kind of my journey with listening to jazz singers. So this is not supposed to be a conclusive historical perspective. It's just a music fan's perspective and a musician's perspective. So I always try to categorize things I'm doing as a musician just because it helps me remember them. And therefore they become part of my language, I guess. And I do that with everything I listen to. And, you know, as mostly a guy who's played a lot of blues, I haven't played a lot of jazz. I've played a little bit. Lots of folk musics and lots of global kinds of music and rock and roll and country and everything. I also realize that there's a huge similarity between blues and jazz. As a matter of fact, one might say that there's certain kinds of blues that are a form of jazz or a branch of jazz. Who knows? And maybe you don't care. I do. I'm fascinated by all of it. So we're going to just, I think the first jazz song I probably heard, jazz vocal song, was Joni Mitchell doing Twisted. And that was on her Court and Spark album in about 1974. And it really struck me. I may have heard some jazz singers in my parents' record collection before that, but maybe I didn't know that's what it was called. There's a style of jazz singing called vocalese. And I believe that this is one of the big examples of that style, where basically the composer takes a famous jazz solo and writes lyrics to it. And Annie Ross of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross was one of those people. And this is a song that she set to a tenor saxophone solo by a guy named Wardell Gray, recorded in 1949. And the song's been covered by a lot of people, but probably the most famous one, aside from Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross's own version, is Joni Mitchell. So let's listen to this. Here's Joni Mitchell with Twisted.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted, crazy, oop-shooby, here flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Joni Mitchell said that that tune was basically a throwaway song that she recorded just for a laugh, and it was included originally kind of as a bonus track on the record, Court and Spark, and a beautiful track written by Annie Ross, at least the lyrics were. And she was with a group called Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, which also featured the amazing John Hendricks, who, for Music Fest fans out there, we almost had come play Music Fest. I was so disappointed. We had him booked 1 year, and he just wasn't healthy enough to travel, so he felt like he couldn't come, and it would have been such a thrill to have had him at the festival. We're going to go back to John Hendricks at the very end of the show today, but for now, I just wanted to play you a Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross tune. This is probably the song that they're most famous for amongst jazz fans, and it's called Cloudburst. Another sample of vocalese.
Because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you can bet I knew from the first you were my love. Good flash when the old great cloud burst. My heart really flew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray and silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love and that's when the old great cloud burst. Hey, baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet little loving pretty baby. A warm, satisfied, dilly, and play, here comes the bride. There's no way, baby, and I know we maybe there's no more stories to baby, because you want to find a way, sonny, that'll really go for you. Oh, you believe me, baby, because you certainly do. Because you're telling me, really, really, thrilling when you're telling me that you probably got a kind of crush on me. It moves me, proves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay, I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's build a little buckle, a little stumble, a little buckle, a little live, a little love, a little maybe, a little love, a little baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you do. Let's stop a little tease, a little later, maybe squeeze, a little try, a little sigh, a little never have to cry, a little bit. No denying that you're mighty pretty and that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, just never wanna say a little, a little late, get away because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, yes, you're the one, I knew it when I met you, when I break through, get your. Just find a lover, find a lover, find a lover, find a lover. You gotta find a little girl to make you love you a lot. Don't ever leave unless you flip me and really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the tree, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Well, I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover. I'm blue and I was always wearing a frown because my love had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love. But that's when the old great cloud burst. Take a look at me, boy. Take another look. Take another look. Take another look. Take another good long look at me. Love opened my eyes and now I see. Gray and silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love and that's when the old great cloud burst. That's when the old great cloud burst.
There's another example of vocalese for you. Another style of jazz singing is called scat, and that's where the singer actually improvises a solo using nonsense words, just as a soloist would, just as someone who plays an instrument would. There's lots of folks that say Louis Armstrong was the first person to record a scat solo. Other people say that's not true, but he was certainly one of the people that introduced it to the world. I think Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald were probably the two who did. So let's listen to some samples of them. Here is Louis Armstrong with his Hot Symphony 5 and Hotter Than That.
Thank you. Diddy ma ba little 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 hey. Baby, that's all.
Funny how those songs end, those old recordings. That was the Mills Brothers. And actually, the Mills Brothers were a huge favorite of my dad. So when I said the first thing I heard was Twisted by Joni Mitchell, that's probably not true. I certainly heard the Mills Brothers. One of the things that they did, that was a sample of scat. And not only that, but they were also singing background vocals that would be normally what the horn section would do too. So that features a kind of a style of jazz vocals as well. And then at the end there, somebody was singing a bass line too. So pretty cool stuff. Before that, the queen of scat, the queen of jazz singing, Ella Fitzgerald with Old Lady Be Good and Louis Armstrong. Hotter Than That, all examples of scat. Another thing that developed after that that has become quite popular, and it's always a showstopper, is when you see a guitar player or a keyboard player singing along with their vocal, or with their solo. So they'd be playing a guitar solo and singing the part at the same time that they're playing it. And that's usually something that people at improvise work on as well, because you should be singing the solo in your head when you're playing it. It tends to make things more musical. That's another story. The song that probably became most popular using that was, of course, George Benson's On Broadway.
Nowhere. just gives me the blues. Cause how you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime? And one thin dime won't even shine your shoes.
George Benson on Broadway, singing along with his guitar there. Well, that's jazz singing for sure. Some of it can be pretty confusing. I want to just take a quick minute and talk about the podcast here. If you visit my website, which is dougcox.org, you can find the podcast there. I'm not sure if that's where you found it before or not, but I want to send a shout out to some friends who have left messages there for me. Tim Williams from Calgary, Doug Springer from Vancouver, and Steve Tennant from Perth, Ontario. Thanks, everybody, for leaving your comments. Please go there and leave a comment about the show if you want to, or a complaint or a question or whatever. If you want to communicate with me, you can do it through my website, right where you get the podcast from. And please do. It's nice to know you're listening out there. Today, we're looking at jazz singers, not a true, complete historical perspective, because that would take hours. We're already 40 minutes in. Holy smokes. One of my favorite dudes was Leon Redbone, who, of course, passed away in the last year as well. Is he a jazz singer? Is he a blues singer? Is he a Tin Pan Alley singer? What the heck was Leon Redbone? Here's one of his, Skeetle Low Do Blues. This is from an album called Live and Kickin'. And I don't know what you call this, but I think it's jazz singing.
Ah, you shouldn't have.
Skip, dip, diddle, dum.
Leon Redbone. Of course, the great Leon Redbone. Is that jazz? I think it is. Yeah. You know, I went to high school for grade 11 and 12 in Winnipeg, and I was lucky enough to go to a school called Silver Heights Collegiate. And we had an amazing band teacher there named Jim McKay, who, although I wasn't in the band, I would skip classes quite often and just go hang out in the band room. And he was always giving me work to do, music theory workbooks and that kind of thing. Huge influence on me. And a great, great teacher. And one of the cool things that would happen at Silver Heights is that every Wednesday after school, the Ron Paley Big Band would come rehearse in our band room. And Ron is kind of a Winnipeg legend. He used to play bass for Buddy Rich for a short while. But he had so much to do with the Winnipeg music scene. And the one and only time I ever got to sing with a big band was with him. And I'll tell you what song we did in a minute. But I just wanted to play you some Ron Paley music. And also, this song's kind of appropriate because it's called Jazz Is. And this is from a record Ron made in 2011 called Bring 'Em Back. Ron Paley from Winnipeg with Jazz Is.
Let me tell you about jazz. Let me tell you about jazz. Jazz is rhythm, jazz is soul, jazz is blues, move indigo. Jazz is salsa, jazz is swing, jazz is big bang, big bang, funky, jazz is sang, jazz is. Jazz is Art Tatum, jazz is Earl Hines. Jazz is Bill Evans. Oh, those lies. Jazz is confirmation. Jazz is Sat Dog. Take the A Train and Jim Hall. Jazz is Bird. Jazz is Train. Jazz is Monk. Doing his thing. Jazz is Benny Goodman. Jazz is Artie Shaw. Jazz is Duke Ellington. Doing it all. Jazz is Birdland. Jazz is Blue Note. Live at the Vanguard. She wrote. Jazz is free. Jazz is tight. Jazz is mild. Jazz is busy. And James P. Jazz is Count Basie. Swing! It's a fine, funky art form. Jazz is black, white, yellow, or brown. Jazz is. It's you. It's me. It's he. It's she. Jazz is. Jazz is.
Oh, yeah, a little Winnipeg funk and jazz there. That's the Ron Paley Big Band with Jazz Is. And I was saying that Ron used to rehearse in my high school when I was in grade 11 and 12 at Silver Heights Collegiate, which incidentally got blown up in a science fiction film after they closed the school down. I think the show was called Todd the Big-Headed Monster or something like that. But I love that my high school ended up being used in a sci-fi movie like that. I think that's a great ending for a high school. Ron Paley. I remember I used to dare I say it, get high and go sit in the band room and just listen to his band play. And that was in the days of Maynard Ferguson, which was when the big bands were kind of sort of blood, sweat, and tears, kind of in your face, really high trumpets and really exciting, exciting big band music. And I would just sit there and love every minute of it. I got turned on to a song called Shiny Stockings, believe it or not, by Burton Cummings. That's not usually somebody you hear about on a jazz show, but I just loved his version of the song Shiny Stockings. So one day I went up to Ron after their rehearsal and said, hey, Ron, could I sing this song with you guys? And he actually said yes and wrote a chart for the band, and I'll never forget it. It was such a thrill to get to do that. So believe it or not, here's Burton Cummings doing his version of jazz with Shiny Stockings.
I walk with my baby and I know in nothing flat. She's got something mellow, lots of fellas whistle at. When we go for a walk, I know as soon as we're out, with no shadow of doubt, she's got lots to be proud of. And I'm hip, I'm lucky to have a woman that well endowed. A girl half that lovely could make plenty of fellas proud. I'm crazy about all of her charms, but one in particular is a ball. I love those shiny stockings best of all. Every man will eyeball whatever he can, but one thing all men dig is a real shapely leg.
Oh really, 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 oh yeah. What do they think of that? Where do they think we're at? A woman has got to pretty up and tend to business, make sure she's catching an eye. The fellas all get to digging, but they never know what they're digging about. A woman has really got to will it, always looking a very mess. She must be up to par without fail. Otherwise, her old man's eyes are gonna wander. And isn't any wonder men go for prettiness? This I must confess, dig a pretty face, dig a pretty dress, but they like a pretty leg best. And that's the reason those stockings shine, cause they appeal to these eyes of mine. I love it when she says, I'm gonna stick around and love you, babe. But certain if I can keep on from roaming, she'll remain. And I'll be wondering why a woman that's good as good as her is by my side. She's fine, yes, my baby's fine, and she's all mine. What an incredibly lucky specimen am I. I'm crazy about every single one of her charms, but one in particular is a ball. Love those shiny stockings best of all. Ooh, I love those shiny stockings, really I do. Ooh, I love those shiny stockings, really I do. Yes, I do, I truly do.
Burton Cummings getting jazzy with Shiny Stockings. Pretty cool version of that, huh? I don't think you can be a boy from Winnipeg and not be influenced by Burton Cummings. Brilliant musician. And I can still sing that song note for note. I was just having fun with it while we were listening to it there. You should learn that if you're interested in singing it. It's good to learn some chops and some rhythms that way. You're listening to Oh Look, a Squirrel, and today we're talking about jazz singers, although we're also squirreling a little bit too. I'm going to move forward in my own life now a little bit to when I moved to Edmonton after high school in Winnipeg, and part of what I've gotten to do as a person in the music world is I've worked for music distributors and I've worked for record stores over the years, and in Edmonton, I worked at a music store. Two different stores, actually. One was called Sound Connection, and then after that, I worked at one called Marquee Records. And there was a guy at Marquee Records who I sadly can't remember his name now, but he introduced me to a record called Bop for Kerouac by Mark Murphy with Richie Cole, and said, I think you're going to like this record. And it is one of my favorite jazz records. It's a real study of the history of jazz, and Mark Murphy is brilliant. And then years later, when I was working for the Edmonton Folk Festival, one of the perks was that we used to get to go to all of the jazz concerts that the Jazz Society would put on in Edmonton at the Yardbird Suite. And I don't remember how this ended up, but I was at a rehearsal and sound check for Mark Murphy, and I got to meet the man and hang out with him for an afternoon. He took to me because I was a young guy that was just really interested in music, and I was lucky enough to have that happen a lot in my days in Edmonton with the Folk Fest and with all the shows I would go to. I see that now when I run into young people that are into music. It's always so exciting to meet them and talk to them. So Mark and I hung out for an afternoon and just talked about jazz, and he taught me lots. And we're going to listen to a cut off of this album now. I particularly like this one because he reads from Kerouac and he sings about the history of jazz too. And I don't think he wrote the lyrics for most of these things. So again, this might be called vocalese, but there's also some Jack Kerouac readings happening. Here's a tune called Parker's Mood by Mark Murphy off of Bop for Kerouac.
Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City. I'm feeling low down and blue, my heart's full of sorrow. Hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? Going to Kansas City. Wanna go to? No, you can't make it with me. Going to Kansas City. Sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your windows high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. I'm afraid there's nothing in this creamy, dreamy town a honky-tonk monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time is coming, I must leave you. So if I don't ever see your smiling face again, make a promise you'll remember, like a Christmas day in December, that I told you all through thick and thin. Up to the end, Parker's been your friend. Don't hang your head when you see those six pretty horses pulling me for the $20 silk piece on my watch chain. Look at the smile on my face. Sing a little song and tell the world that I'm really free. Cry for me, 'cause I'm going to Kansas City. We went to the Red Drum to hear the jazz, which that night was Charlie Parker, with Honduras Jones on drums and others interesting, probably Roger Beloit too, whom I wanted to see now, and that excitement of soft night San Francisco bop. And up on the stand, Bird Parker with solemn eyes, who'd been busted fairly recently and had now returned to a kind of bop dead Frisco, but had just discovered or been told about the Red Drum, the great new generation gang wailing and gathering there. So here he was on the stand, examining them with his eyes as he blew his now settled down into regulated design crazy notes. The booming drums, the high ceiling, to hear Bird, whom I saw distinctly digging Mardu several times, also myself, directly into my eye, looking to search if really I was that great writer I thought myself to be. As if he knew my thoughts and ambitions, or remembered me from other nightclubs and other coasts, other Chicagos. Not a challenging look, but the king and founder of the bop generation, at least the sound of it, in digging his audience, digging his eyes, the secret eyes, him watching, as he just pursed his lips and let great lungs and immortal fingers work, his eyes separate and interested and humane, the kindest jazz musician there could be while being, and therefore, naturally, the greatest. Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.
Mark Murphy, Parker's Mood. Bop for Kerouac, one of the great jazz singers of our time. He's gone now, too, but he was brilliant. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Oh, Look, a Squirrel. Today, we're thinking about jazz singers. And, you know, this is a topic that I could probably do a 10-hour podcast on and just barely touch it. I haven't talked about the Afro-American experience, which, of course, I'm not an expert at all, and that is where this all comes from. So this is just my journey and my experience with this music, and you can take it for what it is with that. I'm going to end off the show with an investigation of an amazing piece of work done by John Hendricks, who we listened to way earlier in the show with Lambert Hendricks and Ross. He put out a record called Freddie Freeloader. Before he passed away. Actually, this came out quite a bit before he passed away. But Miles Davis' album, Kind of Blue, has a song on it called Freddie Freeloader. And that's an interesting album because, first of all, it's the top-selling jazz album of all time. It's funny, when it came out, originally it became the top-selling jazz album of all time. And then Herbie Hancock put out an album called Future Shock. And that had some sort of pop hits, and it had the first jazz video on MTV. I don't know if you remember that with all the robots and everything. It's an amazing video. And then that album, the Herbie Hancock album, became the top seller. And then now, years and years later, Miles Davis' album has come back. And rightfully so. I don't know a musician who doesn't study that record as one of the real important jazz records of all time. So we're going to start off by listening to Miles' version of Freddie Freeloader, and then we're going to listen to the John Hendricks version. And John Hendricks took the song, and along with Al Jarreau, George Benson, and Bobby McFerrin, each guy learned one of the solos and sings the solo with these great lyrics as well. It's pretty cool. So we're going to start off with the Miles Davis version. Then we're going to listen to the John Hendricks version. And then I had some fun in my studio, and I went in and I cut the two together, and I did a bunch of editing so that they would match each other very closely, just for fun. Yes, it's true. I'm a total studio geek. I learned a lot doing it because all of the singers came in early with their version, which I was fascinated by. It's you know, when you play music, there's the beat, and there's in front of the beat, and there's behind the beat. And rhythmically, different styles of music live in different places around the beat. And a really good drummer can play all three of those things, as can a great jazz musician. And I was interested to see that the jazz singers came to come in a little bit more in front of the beat or on the beat than the actual soloists, who were consistently coming in behind the beat compared to the singers. There you have it. It's pretty cool. So let's start off. Here's Miles Davis' version of the great Freddie Freeloader.
Thank you.
Have mercy, it doesn't get better than that, does it? Miles Davis on the trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on the alto sax, John Coltrane tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on the piano, Paul Chambers on the bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. One of the finest jazz ensembles of all time from the Kind of Blue album, Miles Davis album. Now we're going to listen to the John Hendricks version of the same song, Jazz Vocals. This is John Hendricks with George Benson, Al Jarreau, and Bobby McFerrin, and see if you can pick out the singers. I'm sure you can. And here we go. We're going to listen to that now.
They come in, cause Freddy really loves that they call people, but let the cats ring every drop while he digs on it nonstop. So cats are lined up in his bar with throats dry, knowing that that's the place where Freddy can help and get you high. Without ever worrying about baby, baby, little girl from the endless period of the squeeze, so you never even have to ever think about it. Just settle on down to some drinking, your tabs open, let the good times roll. And for me, another drink. A test of old Freddy, a cat that's happened where it was and where it's at. It used to be such a solid stone pillow, the church. It used to be sanctified. He had his religion, but now it's the devil's under. He does his sins and spirit. Meanwhile, a piss on there is under the tiny smidgen. So turn out the summer breakdown when he's around, and now my cat the nurse that he'll thank so much for me. Soon as they sit and fall apart. It's such a brew, you need another one to help you bring you to. I heard him say that. Speaking of Fred, he's got the ugly kind of face that only a mom can love. And I know Freddy don't play that.
There's this cat, his name is Freddy. This cat's a bartender, well known by anyone here. He can mix the kind of drink that you won't forget. One sip and you flip. Then for Jesus, Freddy got some stuff for hip flips. Groovy stuff for your cup. Let the flow go. Get down, drink it up. I swear he made it up himself, and it'll hypnotize an elf. Them drinks that Freddy made fix for each emotion.
Freddy got a potion. He's known to have you ossified before you know you even try. Just mention his name, all the cats know Freddy. He serves one, so Freddy deserves one. Cause standing by the way that Freddy does, he claims it unnerves one. So all day, juicers all paid Freddy, but all that bread don't reach the till. Though I ain't saying Freddy's dealing, if you know him at all, then it's a cinch that you know he will ever any Freddy. Well, he pours so steady. I seen him sink one drink for the next cat was ready. He's got a style that's so well known. Freddy's own touch, really too much. It's all his own.
Speaking of Freddy, who the hell is he? What is Freddy to me? And what is this I hear about the kind of a bartender? So he tends a groovy bar, so they won't forget it. To me, it couldn't mean anything, and I was calling myself a fool to let it. I've had it all day with Freddy, and little Freddy's really heady. You know that alcohol is making all the fellas mine unsteady. It's in the book, you can read it if you're ever sober enough to want to take a look. You settled in an alcoholic, using it and eating all the sweat around, because I'm sucking up the juice, and you're never gonna ever turn you loose. It's stupid, Robbie. See the hole in your head, it catch you do what you do with it. Remember that. Now you know, so take it slow. You find you want to have a long road to hoe. And so I say you gotta play another way. You ought to add a little depth to your attitude and exercise your mind. If you do, you probably will find that fame ain't nothing but pride and illusion. Who's up and who's down is all facade, I tell you. While we're rolling on our ass, we'll lift 1,000 miles a minute, but we're thinking standing still. When you think of that, it's kind of peculiar. Even so, you ought to know that alcohol is eating up your brain. Otherwise, you wouldn't function quite slow. Maybe this, you're not a bad habit of mine. Revolution. Don't resist. Your body's serving as a colorblind, secreting you immortal soul. Ah, what bliss. You're free, really are. To do your heart and your mind, to your soul, that's the goal. And the soul is the one you need. Who for thought is all about you need. That'll give you the sky and keep you high forever. And lots of people tend to think all they have to do is light a joint and take a drink for them to reach the same euphoric brink. Forget it, it never will be so. Cause alcohol and them narcotics will never do the trick. You gotta do it like you said, or mess your body up and shoot yourself and get sick. Don't ever listen to your intellect, cause intellect annihilates the spirit. There, I know it made my opposition clear. Man would only open up a little room here. You may never do.
I heard what you said, and it stays in my head. Well, let me tell you my impression. Everything you said is straight ahead. Absolutely, indeed. It's your niece thinking about. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I never would believe it if I hadn't really heard it. Pretty much what I heard is definable to me. Really need to see a relationship between another fellow's soul and his body.
Somebody's gonna have to make it clear to me. Having a teensy weensy itsy bitsy face with Freddy is apt to make a fellow's life unsteady. So pour me a drink and let me think. Raise your glass, make a clink. Bottoms up, now I'm ready for the game. Might as well get in it, cause by laying out I'm never gonna win it. Let's have a party, drinking hearty. Gonna drink up till we drop.
Let me have another glass of drink. You want a total, you want to drink it straight. Way you burping got me thinking, maybe it might have been something you ate.
Relax and let's drink steady. It's on Freeload Freddy. Drink up everybody thinks of Freddy. I'm talking about Freddy, cause Freddy is steady. Talking about copping his buddy some booze. Wanna get drunk for free? That's easy. Freddy will pop a little, take it off top a little. So his boss will never even miss his drink up. It's Freddy's treat. Buy one, he'll give you one. Acquaintances never leave Freddy's dry. You're never really ever gonna find that you're high. I'm telling the truth, yeah. I'm sitting right here one evening just cooling. I'm telling you, man, I'm a broke and about to beg me a drink, and that's no joke. That's when old Freddy spoke and he said, don't worry about it, man, cause I can dig it. You got a thirst going without a man. I'm here to tell you there's nothing worse. That's the reason why I'm inclined to let a fella reload. Because of that, they call me Freddy Freeloader.
that's Freddy.
Wow, I heard what you said. Ever heard anything like that? I never had before. Imagine taking the time to learn a solo like that and then sing it. A huge compliment to the gentleman that played on the original version, especially when it's done by artists of the caliber of Bobby McFerrin, George Benson, John Hendricks, and Al Jarreau. That is so cool. You know, there was a documentary I saw about that when that record first came out. That shows the guys in the studio working on it, and I'd love to find a copy of that documentary. I've looked and looked and looked, and I haven't come across it ever since. If you don't know about this, there is a network called Quest TV, Q-W-E-S-T, and the main producer of that channel is Quincy Jones, and it's kind of like the YouTube of jazz or the Netflix of jazz. It's really cheap to subscribe to every month, and the catalog of music and of documentaries there is just astounding. Quest TV, Quincy Jones, check it out if you're into this music and you don't know about it already. It's well worth finding. I'm Doug Cox. You've been listening to, oh, look, a squirrel. Sorry, attention span. Whew. I'm going to end off today's show with this crazy mashup that I did of these two songs together. Forgive me, everyone involved in the two original recordings. I just had to do this. I wanted to hear how close they actually got to the real solos. And man, did they get close. It's pretty incredible. Excuse the weird editing, because I didn't spend hours on this, and I didn't have time to perfect it. But it's still pretty funny and pretty cool to hear it this way. So I'm going to leave you with this. This is the original version mixed with the John Hendricks version of Freddy the Freeloader. Keep listening to jazz or whatever you're into, and I'll see you next time on Oh Look, a Squirrel. Here we go. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. The way that I did this, the Miles Davis version is on the left-hand side of your speakers, and the John Hendricks version is on the right-hand side. So if you happen to be listening in mono, it won't sound right at all. It'll probably sound terrible. So make sure you're listening in stereo and enjoy. We'll see you next time.
This cat's about to end it. get mixed the kind of drink that you want for me. Once a bad for friend, bad for Jesus. Better got some stuff for hips. Groovy stuff for you, girl. Let the flow go, get down, drink it up. I swear you made it up yourself, and it'll hypnotize and help them things that Freddy makes. Ain't no way they won't fix. Bleach emotion, Freddy got a potion. He's known to make you ossify before you know you even try. Such that you know he will ever ain't ready. Well, he pulls so steady. I've seen him sit one day for the next half was ready. He's got a style that's so well known. Friends on touch, really too much. It's all in time.
Take it to Freddy.
Freddy, drink a bottle of Freddy. I'm talking about Freddy.
Cause Freddy is dead. He talking about popping his buttons on the porch. Wanna get drunk for free? That's easy, Freddy. Oh, pop a little, take it off, down a little. Want to never even miss a drink off his Freddy's tree. Buy one, he'll give you one. A bunch of just never leave Freddy's dry. You're never really ever gonna find it super high. I'm telling the truth, yeah. I'm sitting right here one evening just cooling. I'm telling you, man, I'm a fool and about to get me a drink. That's no joke. That's when old Freddy spoke. He said, don't worry about a man that I can leave. You got a third going without a man. I'm here to tell you there's nothing worse. That's why I'm trying to let go below. Because of that, they call me Freddy Freeloader.
Do something, slip your leg.
That's really...